Actually, I mean, we were just talking about your your new camera. So,
yeah.
How come you bought that? Is that?
Well, it's sort of a pseudo birthday gift, and
that's right. Your birthday is this week.
Yeah, it's today.
Happy birthday! How
thank
old
you.
Are you?
29.
29.
And it's 29 on the 29th, so it's one of those mysterious champagne birthdays that no one knows anything about, but everyone knows about.
So, let's see. You were born then in 1977.
Yeah.
Right. So, you thought you'd buy yourself a birthday gift?
Yeah, I bought myself an early birthday gift because I knew I was going to get a digital camera anyway. So I went out and had a look around, and I was looking for something with video and still, because I have a still film camera, but it's such a pain for getting personal photographs off of that. It's great for, you know, doing things like actual formal type of pictures for archival work and things like that, but not so efficient if you just want pictures of parties or anything that is more personal. So I figured, well, I'll get a digital one. And that's the ultimate inconvenience as far as being able to send people pictures goes, you know. So
did that come with a pod, or do you have to plug it into your computer to have it charge up and stuff?
It does include a little charging stand, basically. It doesn't come with anything, any way of charging it aside from hooking it up to the computer, which is, although, actually, the base of it does plug into a wall, so I would assume even if it wasn't plugged into USB, it would probably charge. Mm-hmm. I would hope, anyway.
Right.
Not that I usually unplug the USB thing, because it's all built into the base, so why bother? You know, if it's going to be there and the AC is going to be plugged in and the USB just as well for it to sit there with
the works. Is the pod carryable? Can you put that in your pocket?
Not really, no. No, it's not. It's sort of oddly shaped. It's got an L sort of shape to it, and there's quite a protrudence on the bottom. I guess it's because the camera's sort of top heavy. It slides in there sort of at a maybe a 30 degree angle or so, and it tends to be a little wobbly. So
I was thinking, you know, about for field work and stuff.
Yeah.
How long you could use it, and then.
I found it lasts a pretty good time, but I'm not sure.
What's that?
I'd say probably. It depends on if you're shooting video or full-on photography, or rather, still photography, rather. But I think for the stills, it maybe lasts 7 or 8 hours, and for video, 2 or 3, something like that, which is probably pretty standard as far as digital video goes, you know? Mm. So, it's certainly not bad time by any means. I've got a 1 gig card with it, so that's quite a bit of storage in the end, I think, somewhere around 2,000 5.1 megapixel, and
right
up to, I think it's about close on to an hour of video, I think about 50 minutes or something like that.
Very
so
good.
It's good enough for my purposes. It's not as if I'm going to be going out shooting any documentaries with it.